bring up what you want, toll free at 800-259-9231. We're launching hour number one. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. The Packet8.net toll-free line is 800-259-9231. And, of course, you can bring up anything. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. Going to start things out here tonight with, well, there's some news, I suppose, about this whole national security letter situation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if anyone has been paying attention to this. If you haven't, it may behoove you to pay attention because you might get one of these national security letters. It's possible. There have been a lot of people who've gotten them. That's for darn sure. Thousands. I believe they've issued thousands of these letters. And essentially what they do, as I understand it, and we're going to hear here in a moment from somebody who has actually received one of these letters and knows exactly what it's like to get them. But essentially, it's the federal government, under the Patriot Act, they're acting under the Patriot Act, supposedly, the federal government sends out this national security letter to you as a business owner or somebody with information that they would like to acquire. And once you get this particular letter, you are not allowed to talk to anybody about the fact that you got the letter.
Right. The letter's a big secret, and you're in trouble if you talk about it.
Right. If you talk about it, then you're probably going to be a unlawful enemy combatant picked up and thrown into a secret military brig somewhere.
I don't know what's going to happen to you, but you can believe they won't be happy.
People are scared.
And you're already on their radar when they send that letter to you.
Right. So I want to get into the details of the letter itself, but first, talk about how, actually, maybe we'll hold off Robert Mueller's, this is the FBI director, what he has to say about them, his defense of this practice. I think I'm going to hold that off until we actually hear from the guy who had this letter sent to him. Now, again, this has happened an almost uncounted number of times. The FBI makes a claim as to how many times it's happened, but
how do you know?
We don't know.
If we're not allowed to tell anyone if we receive this letter, how can we know how many have been sent?
And it's just like their sneak and peek thing that they've got going. They aren't obligated to tell you anything. They're supposed to tell you, but they're not going to tell you what if they don't feel like it. What the FBI has been doing to violate they violated the Patriot Act, if you can believe that crap.
The Patriot Act, which expanded
their powers, they violated it too.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are going to trust these people that violated the Patriot Act, I don't know. You're just a fool as far as I'm concerned.
I agree. So let's tell his story, because it is just full of absolute fear. And this is what I find the most interesting about this, beyond the fact that the federal government is operating way outside of constitutional bounds at this point. I mean, that's tried and true. We pretty much know that about them at this point. But the abject fear that this man has of actually stepping out and revealing himself for who he is, which he can't do. This is a letter to the Washington Post, that the Washington Post did a little bit of research and they managed to verify the claims. And so this is legitimate. But this man is so frightened, and he's not the only one.
Because it's the Washington Post story, I feel obligated to read their little caveat in the beginning of it. It is the policy of the Washington Post not to publish anonymous pieces. In this case, an exception has been made because the author, who would have preferred to be named, is legally prohibited from disclosing his or her identity in connection with receipt of a national security letter.
Right. The Post could do it. He could reveal his identity, right, but he's scared.
We say he in the sense that we don't know what the gender is.
Correct.
Right. The Post confirmed the legitimacy of this submission by verifying it with the author's attorney and by reviewing publicly available court documents.
This is actually a little bit lengthy, so I want to take a call because it just rolled in here. Let's go to the phones, and then we'll get to this man's story because it is incredible. First, to Lou in Delaware. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Toby, and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Lou. What's up?
My story. Yesterday, I was working at my liquor store, right?
Okay.
And I was talking to my manager, and she was telling me about how I have to take this training course to get certified to know, like, how to check IDs and, you know, what the laws are, which is required by my state, right?
Sure.
And right as she's doing that, this woman walks in the store, this tall woman. She's dressed in, like, these very revealing clothes that show a lot of skin.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really tired and really hungry, and I'm about to go on break.
All right.
And as I'm about to walk away, this woman, she walks up to the counter, And I start to ring this stuff up. And I was just so tired, I forgot to she looked about 30.
Mm.
I forgot to check for the ID, even though I probably should have. But she looked way over 21.
Is it one of those states where you're in Delaware? Is that one of the states where you have to check ID if they look under the age of 50 or whatever?
Well, here's the thing. I hadn't been to the training program yet, so I don't even know.
Mm.
So that's the real kicker.
Ignorance of the law is no excuse, Lou.
Right. But here's what happened. So I'm ringing her up. I ring up the stuff, and I realize right after I do that, I faltered for a second. I didn't ask for the ID first. She takes the stuff, and she quickly runs out of the store. And it's not like I'm at a restaurant where I can be like, I forgot to check your ID. Can you just, you know, if you didn't, you know, do it in the first 5 seconds, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But when it's a liquor store, you don't give them the alcohol. They already have the alcohol.
Right.
So they can just take it if you know, you don't have to hand it to them.
Right.
They can just take it and run out if you don't right away ask for the ID.
But she paid, correct?
She paid.
Okay.
And right as I was doing that, I realized I forgot to check for the ID because I was just so tired.
Oh, man.
And I had a moment of lapse in judgment. But here's the thing. And the manager says, oh, gosh, you didn't check the ID. I was like, oh, man, I can't believe that happened. It's never happened to me before. I check all the IDs, and I've never had anyone under 21 that
I... Oh, wait, didn't you just start... I got the feeling that you just started this job.
Yes, this is the other thing. I just started the job. I'd only been working there a week.
I see. But you've worked in food service to where you have checked IDs in the past.
No, never before.
No. Oh, okay.
I've never had any training by the state. I was about to go to my training program, which I'm required to take 2 days after this. So I hadn't had the training yet from the state on how to do it.
So what happened?
Well, what happened is I realized that I didn't give her I didn't check the ID, and I'm like, well, this is the first time it's ever happened to me. I'm sure nothing as bad is going to happen. It's just one, and she looked like she was 30 anyway. Next thing I know, police come in.
Oh, man.
Bust in, and he's like, you just sold to someone under 21. And not only was she was 20. She was about to turn 21.
Mm-hmm.
And they picked somebody that would look the oldest possible.
Sure.
Yep, I used to work in retail, too, and that's how it always came. They used to send things in every couple of weeks, and they would always pick someone who had a beard and looked like they were over 18 if they're buying cigarettes, and over 21.
I got to keep the kids safe, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Right. But see, here's the thing. I was looking, a lot of states have laws against that. They say you have to send someone that looks under 21, and they can't have a beard. And if it's a woman, she can't wear this or that.
Were you charged?
Yes, I was charged.
What's the so-called offense?
Selling to a minor.
And what is it, a felony or a misdemeanor?
I think it's a misdemeanor.
So what are you looking at here? Do you have to go to court?
I have to go to court in a couple weeks. But the officer, he asked me, he said, give me your card that shows you're certified. And I said, I'm about to go to the course tomorrow. I haven't gone yet, and you're busting me now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, we'll let you off easy this time. Instead of jail time for a year, we'll just give you probation.
Holy crap.
Probation?
And then now you're going to have a record for it.
Yep.
Well, he said, if I don't do anything during probation, they're going to erase it from my record.
Yeah. Well,
what a favor.
He's a cop. And first of all, you don't believe a word cops say. They'll lie up and down.
Right.
That's just because that's how they're trained.
Right. But I'm freaking out of my mind because I can't go to sleep and everything. So I go home, and I can't believe all this happened to me so quick. I haven't had the training yet. I just started working. They come in and bust me. So I look up the laws about what they're allowed to do, right? And it turns out the Supreme Court has laws, but there's these articles about just this exact situation happening and what they're allowed to do and what they can do and they can't. It's considered entrapment, right?
Yep,
yeah.
Follow.
Okay. Well, the thing is, I think what they did to me was entrapment because they didn't show a history of me doing it. So I was considered the innocent victim.
I see. There's no track record.
Right.
Yeah,
and
I'd
only been working there a week. So they can't... How could they possibly have a track record on me?
Lou, me a favor. Give us a call back as your case develops and let us know what continues on, what happens in your case. And thank you for the call. We appreciate it. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. No hitters, mid-court shots, and quarterback blitzes all make for a doozy of a game. But did you know doozy originates not in the world of sports, but in the world of automobiles? When I come back, I'll tell you all about it.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG.
When something's a real doozy, it's spectacular, larger than life. Just like the car that coined the expression. In the 1920s, the classic Model J Duesenberg, with its long ornamental hood and speed of 125 miles an hour, was considered a standard of excellence. Its name, Duesenberg, was shortened to Doozy to describe anything top-notch. The stock market crash of 29 took the high-priced luxury car off the assembly line, but the expression has survived. Now, I hope you have a doozy of a day. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo, prove they listen to the show. See what I mean? By heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th. Through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to attend leadership and activist training seminars, as well as socialize with hundreds of fellow activists and lovers of liberty. So register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. We just got off the phone with Lou in Delaware. And we'll get to the national security letters thing here in a moment. But we spent most of the time sort of having Lou tell his story and didn't really have a chance to comment on the issue. Just to recap, in case you're just tuning in, Lou was new to a liquor store job. And he was so new that he hadn't gone through the little training seminar that they have that gives you tips and tricks as to how to not get caught in a police sting. Well, sure enough, first day on the job or whatever, the police run a sting, and he was a little bit out of it because he was tired. He forgot to ask for the identification of the lady. Turns out she was under 21. Cops came in. They arrested him. They charged him. I don't know if they arrested him, but they charged him. I suppose you could charge someone without arresting them. Is that a possibility? Or do you have to arrest someone in order to charge?
If you've been given a charge, you've been arrested, but you don't have to be booked.
So they can just give you a court date and say,
sure. Okay, a speeding ticket is an arrest.
Got it. So in this case, he's got a misdemeanor crime of selling alcohol to a minor, and I just feel like this needs to go away, and it needs to go away soon, because essentially no one was harmed in this particular transaction. You're dealing with someone who, on a voluntary basis, came in to purchase alcohol. They were sold alcohol on a voluntary basis. I don't understand what the issue is, why we have to keep essentially harassing store clerks for just simply dealing a product. I mean, it's outrageous to me.
I really don't understand it. I mean, I don't know how many of these go on across the country, but just based on the ones that I've seen going on here in Keene, I know that there's literally millions of these going on every year.
Parents see this? Do parents see the news stories about this? Because inevitably, the police are doing this to show everyone how great they are. They're showing the voters and they're showing citizens, we're out here protecting your children. I mean, that's what the sort of the message is by them doing this. But do people really see a news article about this and say, yeah, the cops are really doing a great job protecting kids from alcohol?
Well, when the news stories come out, it's usually an inch by 2 inches long for the whole story. After busting, it just lists the places.
The person who got busted.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, it's fundraising for the police department.
It is.
They get money out of the deal. And
does the store have to pay a fine in that particular case?
Yes, I would imagine they do. It increases every time.
Yeah.
And
right.
It just hurts small businesses. I mean, I was looking at which ones worked here in Keene, and they got about 10 places in one day, each of them slapping them with a $500 first offense fine. That's a significant amount of fundraising they did that day.
You know, a couple of weeks ago we were out in L.A., and I talked to an Irishman, a guy who was from Ireland, and he said, you know, as long as you're able to pull yourself up to the bar stool in Ireland, you can order a beer. It does in Europe. They just don't care about the drinking age, and somehow life goes on there. They don't have a rash of drunk driving and all that stuff. Kids learn at an early age how to handle alcohol. They don't go through this whole binging thing. They don't die of alcohol poisoning like ours do. And I don't understand. I don't know why we need it. Secondly,
it's unrealistic too. I mean, look at kids today. I mean, they're all drinkers. Or there's a good percentage of them that are. I mean, probably well over 50% of high school seniors. I don't have the numbers in front of me. We've seen them before, and they're usually 60%, 64%.
Right, we're not stopping them from drinking.
And not only that, but
Was that your second point? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. The second point is that how many cops did they use for this little...
A squad,
boondoggle.
Five of them or something.
Something like that. They had a certain amount. There was definitely the girl. I don't know whether she was a cop or whether she was something else. I would imagine she was a cop.
They usually hire a kid.
Yeah, they usually pay you like $50 or something.
Well, hey, don't do that. But, you know, they had an amount of cops for this. They probably went around and busted a few stores. But you know they weren't busy. They weren't going fast, store to store to store, as quickly as they possibly could. They wasted their afternoon, you know, messing with a few stores. They got one bust. They get a ticket for $500, maybe $1,000 out of the deal.
Sounds about right.
Couldn't they have used this five-cop squad, and we're just guessing at the number, to work on some of the unsolved murders in town? Couldn't they have gone after some...
Well, that's hard work. I mean, you actually have to find evidence and, you know, suspect.
And what does the police department get at the end of it? There's
nothing.
No cookie. You know, they don't get any money at the end of it all for catching a murderer or a robber or something.
And there's no incentive for the police to go out and catch a murderer. I mean, if the police catch a murderer and they get to announce it in the newspapers, well, it doesn't really do anything for them. They don't get a pay raise if they catch a murderer, and they don't get a pay cut if they don't catch a murderer.
Well,
so it doesn't really matter if they catch the murderer.
It will be good for any cop to, you know, catch a murderer. You know, the cop that catches a murderer, he gets... acclaim, and he's going to get move up the little cop ladder over time. But it's not the cops themselves that assign themselves. It's the brass.
Yeah.
They assign the cops, and whatever brass assigned assigned their cops to this, I feel like, you know, we would have been better served. The people of New Jersey would have been better served if they were out looking for somebody who had committed a robbery, somebody who was committing burglaries, somebody who was committing murders. You know, there are right now there are a string of related burglaries in that town.
I think you just want to put alcohol in the hands of kids.
You know, most people.
I don't
have a problem with putting alcohol in the hands of kids. And if I have a kid, I will put alcohol in their hands at a relatively young age so that they understand.
I agree with you.
What they're dealing
with. That's a sensible thing to do.
You know, I just wanted to make the quick point that most people who are drinking underage aren't going into stores and getting it. They're getting one of their older friends to buy it for them. Working in an inconvenience for a couple of years, I only came across maybe one or two people who were not undercover cops or sting or whatnot coming in to buy underage. And there were more sting operations than there were actual underage people coming in to buy.
Sure.
Which just shows that this is really just a waste of time and a waste of money.
Fundraising expedition 800-259-9231. It does work, and it needs to stop. We need to lower the drinking age first and foremost. I think that might be the easiest way to do things. Drop it from 21 to 18. I'd like to see it go away altogether. Let individuals decide. Let families decide what is the appropriate alcohol policy for their own children.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other hand, you've got families. And then on the other hand, you've got the business owners. So then you let the business owners decide based on what families want or what the marketplace wants as to who they're going to sell to. If you go and open up your own corner store, you may make the rules. You can say, oh, well, you know, I don't think that kids under the age of 18 should have alcohol, so I'm not going to be making those sales at my store because I care about kids, or whatever your excuse is. Let the marketplace decide.
Yeah,
what's wrong with that?
I would agree with you. I would make one caveat to the drinking age being lowered to 18. One of the biggest complaints about the drinking age being at 18 is that, well, some high school seniors are 18 and they bring alcohol to school and they give it to the other kids and blah, 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 blah. If that's going to be your issue, then lower the drinking age to 18 and a half, or, you know, the June the 15th after their 18th birthday.
I'm pretty sure that, you know, kids drinking at school is already against the rules.
I would think it was.
So if you catch a kid with alcohol on his breath, then you discipline him.
I'm just saying.
That's the issue.
It's an easier... It would solve that problem, and people could get past that little hurdle in their mind.
800-259-9231. Yeah, but then they'll just go to the next step and say, well, then they're 19, and they'll still have friends that are 17, and they'll still give their friends the alcohol, which is just an argument.
They're already getting it from friends.
Yes, exactly right. More on the way. Sam's call, your calls as well. Bring up whatever you want. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free, including the archives. An entire year's worth of the show right there, front page of the site. Download it at your leisure. It'll cost you nothing. Just go to freetalklive.com.
April's Financial Literacy Month. Give, not April yet, but it soon will be, give your child in your life financial literacy. Be they son, daughter, or sibling, A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach your kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. Give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order at akidsjourney.com. That's akidsjourney.com. Or call 1-800-657-5066. That's 800-657-5066.
To the phones. Let's talk to Scott in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with the Intobian Mark. Hello, Scott.
Hey, how are you guys?
Great. What's up?
This question is for Mark.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's a very touchy subject.
Okay.
What do you think of the private ownership of nuclear weapons?
Man. For one, I think that it runs into the ridiculous, right? It's very unlikely.
Absolutely.
That a person will... privately
yeah, but, I mean, governments have nuclear weapons.
Right. Governments do, but, it seems unlikely that a person...
Yeah, but I think it's, like, economically, like, redundant. I mean, it's like, why would someone do it, but the government shouldn't be regulating that.
And the second thing that I think, and we do get into an area of difficulty because a prohibition causes a black market every single time. But I think that the owning of a nuclear weapon is a threat to... everyone. You can't kill a person who is trying to hurt you with a nuclear weapon. You can with a handgun. You can with a Laws rocket, if assuming they're inside of a tank or something like that. You can with the tank. You can with just about every sort of weapon there is out there, but you can't with a nuclear weapon unless that person is in the middle of the Mojave Desert. No, the Mojave wouldn't work. On the South Pole, in the middle of Antarctica, you might be able to kill just the person who's threatening you with a nuclear weapon.
Scott, thank you for the call. I was thinking about this as you were talking, and I realized that now that I've sort of understood, I understand this whole free market paradigm better than I did, say, a year ago or 2 years ago. I'm thinking that the parts that one would need to put together a nuclear weapon, presumably you're going to have to get some sort of a uranium or something
radioactive. Uranium 223, right?
Right. You're going to have to get something, some sort of radioactive isotope or whatever you need.
I know that word isotope's involved.
Right, from the science side. And no insurance company, no private protection agency is going to insure a man who's building a nuclear weapon in his garage. Similarly, I don't think an insurance company is going to insure a company that decides to go into business and sell uranium-223. I think that what you'd see in a free marketplace is that uranium-223 probably be either as difficult to get as it is today, if not more difficult. Because if a business just started openly selling a dangerous product like that on the marketplace, they would probably be shunned and completely shut down by the
marketplace. That's in your free market world where
right.
there is no government, whatever. I say that we need a law to
right,
prevent...
Because laws will stop, crazy people.
Well, and you're saying insurance companies will? I mean, if a crazy person
would make it
really wants to build one, they will.
Where does uranium-223 come from?
I don't know. The uranium-223 store?
I think they mine it.
Right.
Well, what you would have to do is, you would have to mine uranium, I guess, and then you would you do something scientific to it to spin off molecules to make the isotope. Or not molecules, but... neutrons, electrons.
I went to government school.
In order to make the isotope, and then you'd use the isotope in the making of the bomb, and somehow that splits atoms or something.
Right, but somebody's got to get that uranium-223, and...
The scientist guy.
What are the other reasons to even have uranium-223?
Beyond
building nuclear reactors and that sort of thing.
I don't even know that that is necessarily one, but I know that you need, uranium for that, and maybe they... And they enrich the uranium somehow, and that makes the isotope? I don't know.
Wouldn't you agree, though, that anybody who was going into that business would be very, very careful with who their clients were? I mean, you're in business to make money and continue living and helping people get the products they need and the services they need. You don't want to sell your product to a crazy man who's going to go and build a bomb in his garage. I mean, so you're going to be very choosy about your client.
Right. I mean, it's sort of tantamount to selling a handgun to a guy who's frothing at the mouth and has 7 days growth and some weird looking teeth and a strange gleam in his eye, selling a loaded handgun to him, basically handing it to him handle first and slipping his finger into the trigger there, you're selling him the handgun for a really great price. Let's say you're getting triple the value of the handgun. You get $1,500 for a $500 handgun from a guy who looks nuts,
right?
And he could kill you in the next minute with that handgun.
Yeah, you know what I think is, in this case, where we are today, we have governments and there are people that don't like us. So with our governments that we have set up, I think that there does need to be laws. But if you take away the governments and we are in a free market system, like the hypothetical system, I don't think that there would be need for nuclear bombs. I mean, if there's no governments, why would people want them?
That's a great point. Well, there's nothing to necessarily attack. There's no infrastructure to take over. In that particular instance, and I agree. 800-259-9231.
The caller was asking me, so I imagine that means that he's asking somebody who believes in small government as opposed to no government.
Presumably. We all get to answer.
Everybody gets to answer, right?
And so, once again, having a law in place isn't necessarily going to do anything to restrict the individual who's made it his mission in life
to
acquire these nuclear weapons.
Anything to restrict, you're not being fair. Because drugs are currently restricted by the laws. Fewer people that would want to purchase it today are able to do so because drugs are restricted.
I don't know if that's the case. You're saying that
if I wanted to go out and get cocaine tonight,
mm-hmm.
just for the fun of having a cocaine party at my house, but normally I wouldn't want to do
right.
this. I just want to do it tonight. I wouldn't be able to do it. I'd go get arrested is what would happen.
I don't know about that, Mark. You know what? Maybe you couldn't get it tonight, but you might be able to have it in your hands by the end of the week.
It
depends on who you talk to and who you know, and the laws sure as hell wouldn't stop it. That's my point. 800-259-9231. All right, speaking of laws, the national security letters are encoded into the Patriot Act. This is, as you know, a very large law that was passed shortly after the September 11th attacks. and it was in a direct response to the attacks. And for some reason, they'd already had it written up. They just sort of pulled it out of a file and put it out there, and people voted on
it. Right, just right after 9/11, they managed to get this thing going.
And, of course, a lot of people are...
700 pages of it.
A lot of people are very rightly so against the contents of the Patriot Act. And we've focused in the past on some of the individual things that it so-called authorizes. And one of those things is the concept of the National Security Letter. And we'll talk about that here in a moment, but I'm going to switch reverse gears here because I know this is a long sort of story, mm-hmm. and I want to make sure we get it all into the same hour. So we'll talk about what the FBI's perspective on this. The Associated Press reporting today that Director Robert Mueller struggled Tuesday to convince skeptical senators that despite recent abuses, the FBI should retain Patriot Act authority to gather telephone, email, and financial records without a judge's approval. He says the statute didn't cause the errors, the FBI's implementation did, the FBI chief told the Senate Judiciary Committee. So what you're going to see here is his tactic is that he's taking responsibility for the mistakes that the FBI made with all these national security letters and all the other things that they broke the law. They went outside of even the Patriot Act to do. So you're going to hear him apologize for that and then say, but, you know, that's okay. We're going to make it right now. So please leave us with all these powers.
You can trust us, really.
Right.
We've already screwed it up.
Right. Trust us now that I'm admitting we botched it up.
You know, it's kind of like letting your teenager go out. You know, it's not exactly like the teenager thing, but sort of letting your teenager go out till 2 o'clock in the morning one night for a very special occasion. They... I don't know, come back drunk, stoned, with syphilis, and then they say, well, you know, please, let me go out next week till 2 o'clock in the morning.
I'll be good this time.
You know, now, in the case of a teenager, you need to ground them for a period of time, and they are going to turn 18, so they'll be able to go out as late as they want. Anyway, in the case of the FBI, well, they're never going to get any better.
1-800-259-9231, but Robert Mueller says they will, and we'll get some more quotes from him, your calls as well, about whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. You believe him, don't you? Don't you? Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodcraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodcraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodcraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
The future of our world is very uncertain. Hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, and acts of terrorism are a fact of life. Natural or man-made disasters can strike at any time. You and your family should be prepared for the inevitable disaster with an ample stock of food, water, shelter, and supplies. FortSamSurplus.com offers a full line of disaster and emergency preparedness kits and MRE-type prepared foods. FortSamSurplus.com also offers a full line of survival, tactical, and camping gear, including genuine current military-issue TA-50 field gear at great prices. With 30-plus years of experience, FortSamSurplus.com has the knowledge and buying power to help you prepare for the inevitable disaster at the best possible price. The future belongs to those prepared. Do not rely on help from your government during an emergency. Get prepared now. Visit FortSamSurplus.com today.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-955-1377. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-955-1377. That's 1-800-955-1377.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring us anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line. Anna G in here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features completely free. We do ask you to support the show on a voluntary basis by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, for instance. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the program. It's a very simple concept. Stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $3 a month to the show, and we turn it around into promoting Free Talk Live. To get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, to get more internet listeners on board with the program. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn what it's all about, learn how we're spending the money, learn about some of the perks that you'll get access to, like the Free Talk Live studio cam. In fact, that's not a perk anymore. That's available to everybody at cam.freetalklive.com. But the amplifiers are the only ones that have access to the special cam chat room. So cam.freetalklive.com to see the studio cam and amp.freetalklive.com to help us amp the show. And we're talking about the Pentagon and Robert Mueller and the FBI and defense and terrorism and the Patriot Act. Because in the Patriot Act, they have this provision called the National Security Letter that essentially allows the FBI and I think some of the other agencies, the other NSA, those guys, I think they can all use this National Security Letter in order to essentially get information, glean information from people, without ever having them reveal to anyone that they were ever contacted by the FBI. That's what's been going on, and there's been rampant abuse of this because there's no checks and balances. There's nothing. I mean, it's way outside of constitutional muster in the first place, but beyond that, there's nothing at all as far as a administrative check in the least on this. There's no judge that approves these. They can just send out anyone to anywhere to anybody at any time they want to.
Well, it's national security. We can't let people in on what's going on. I mean, that would jeopardize America.
Right, and that's what this guy is, this Robert Mueller from the FBI. He sat in front of a Senate committee and defended, essentially, the national security letters and the entire Patriot Act, saying that we need to keep this thing around because, yeah, we screwed up. Yes, we acted outside of our so-called authority. But you know what? We're going to be good now. So please, let us continue on the path that we're on.
You know, if they hadn't gotten caught, they'd still be doing it.
Grim-faced and sometimes even looking pained, Mueller testified at the panel's second hearing into a Justice Department Inspector General's report this month that revealed abuses in the FBI's use of documents called National Security Letters to gather data. Reviewing headquarters files in four of 56 FBI field offices, the Inspector General found 48 violations of law or presidential directives during 2003 to 2005. He estimates there may be up to 3,000 unidentified or unreported violations throughout the FBI.
Amazing.
Mueller said he had instituted procedures for issuing these letters. Quote, "What I did not do and should have done is put in a compliance program to be sure those procedures were followed." Now, of course, he's probably going to need some more money to put in the compliance program.
Well, they're still trying to put a working computer program together for the
FBI. They're trying to get email working, I think, still with the FBI. He's now devising a compliance program and has ordered an audit to determine the extent of the problem and to see if any agents should be disciplined. So they've already discovered there have been 48 violations of the law. And remember, the government claims that
it's all about
law. Well,
I say the national security letters themselves are violations of the law.
Oh, okay.
But they are.
They are.
The Constitution says in the Fourth Amendment that that you need a warrant.
That old thing.
Yeah, God knows we don't want to have anything to do with the Constitution. Specifically naming the things to be searched and what's being searched for. Well,
right.
This is just amazing. When the Patriot Act first came out, everyone was talking about how it basically gives the government power to do whatever they want when it comes to breaking the Fourth Amendment. How it is that they managed to break that law that gave them practically absolute power just shows how far their reach will go.
It really does. You're absolutely right.
It shows, and as many times as they did it, it's a pattern. They have no intention of following any rules at all.
They do not
care.
We
are the FBI. We are the law enforcement. And you will do what we say.
We are the law.
They are the freaking SS.
Mueller had said he'd instituted procedures, now devising a compliance program, quote, "We are committed to demonstrating to the committee, the Congress, and the American people that we will correct the deficiencies." We're committed to demonstrating. I love political speak. I don't really love it. I love looking at it and sort of breaking it down and looking and understanding how meaningless it is. Listen to this statement again. He's trying to assuage everybody here.
Right.
We're committed to demonstrating to the committee and blah, 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 that we'll correct the deficiencies. We're committed to demonstrating we'll do something in the future. I'm going to demonstrate to you, I'm committed to showing you that I'm going to do something in the future. That's what he's talking about. He says, I still have, one of the senators said, I have very serious qualms. Mueller called the letters, quote, an indispensable tool for our conduct of terrorism investigations, and began listing cases in which the letters were useful, including a plot against the Brooklyn Bridge. Now, you see, if you don't let us have this unrequited power, then you're just going to die.
The Brooklyn Bridge will blow up.
Yeah. Interrupting Patrick Leahy, said the panel could discuss individual plots later, including how serious a plot it was to take down the Brooklyn Bridge. Government court documents acknowledge that the defendant is now serving 20 years in the case, advised Al-Qaeda the plot would be futile. Citing the national security letters and recent Inspector General criticism of an FBI reporting of terrorist cases, Spector said, every time we turn around, there's another enormous failure by the Bureau. Is this news to these guys? I mean,
they seem somewhat shocked.
Right. I mean, hello, it's the government. They fail every time they try to do anything.
I want to come to their defense and say when they don't fail, they just do things inefficiently. But, inefficiency is failure, too. If my wife gave me, told me to go out and buy a car, and somehow I managed to go out and buy a $20,000 car for $80,000, I think she would consider me a failure in car buying, and she would never let me go out and buy a car again, because I had just paid four times what that car was worth. But that's what the government does every single time it spends money on something.
Yep.
The government is a failure every single time.
Mueller argued against some committee Democrats' suggestions to inject judicial approval into the national security letter process. Now, let's recall here how this judicial approval stuff works. Were it actually to be part of the law, which it's not right now, they could just issue these national security letters just on a whim?
Right. They basically write their own warrants. They don't have a judge.
Correct.
They don't have to swear and affirm anything in
but
front of a judge.
But remember the wiretapping issue with the judges that were supposed to approve those things?
Mm-hmm.
These are rubber stamp courts. The judges don't care what it is you're bringing in front of them. I mean, even if they were to inject judicial approval into all of this, it wouldn't all of a sudden change the process beyond them having to spend an extra half an hour or an hour or whatever to call the rubber stamp judge up to have him say, I approve.
You're asking the government to approve the government.
Yeah, exactly. So under questioning by another senator, Mueller indicated he might trade the security letters for so-called administrative subpoenas, like those used in some drug or tax cases without prior approval of a judge. Mueller said it would be simpler to train agents to use administrative subpoenas than national security letters, which are governed by six different laws. He added that administrative subpoenas can be challenged in court by the recipient, and unlike national security letters, enforced in court by the government. So it sounds like they, you know, he's saying, well, I'll accept sort of a somewhat nicer version of the national security letters. And finally, let's see, national security letters first authorized in 1986 can be used to acquire email, telephone, and travel records and financial information like credit and bank transactions. In 2001, the Patriot Act eliminated any requirement that the records belong to someone under suspicion. Now an innocent person's records can be obtained if field agents consider them relevant to their investigation.
They don't need any evidence whatsoever. And it just doesn't sound like the Fourth Amendment to me. Here, let me read it to you real quick. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, homes, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated.
Well, this is reasonable.
Not because. Shall not be violated.
This is reasonable.
And no warrants shall issue. But upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, they're going to say it's reasonable and necessary.
It says, I'm sorry, probable cause.
Well, this is necessary. It's terrorism.
But it's probable cause.
Well, we got to keep the people safe.
Probable cause.
If the founding fathers
well, arrest
this
us,
this is it. This is it. The Bill of Rights. If there is no foundation
of
laws,
you can hold your Bill of Rights. You can shake your Bill of Rights around. But what are you going to do? Go arrest the FBI?
How the hell are you going to be a law enforcement officer if you don't uphold the highest law in the land? This is the Constitution. All the other laws come after this one. These enforcement officers are not law enforcement officers. They're a bunch of damn Nazis.
If the Founding Fathers could have foreseen into the future, they wouldn't have done that.
1-800-259-9231, you take control of the airwaves. Now, we're sitting here talking about the national security letter, but I don't think you really understand what the implications are like if you receive one of these things, and that's what we're going to look at next. In hour number two, you can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live, and I'm telling you, this stuff is frightening.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.